Analysis shows that states will lose billions of dollars in tax revenue to internet-only sellers, and that will have a major impact on farmers and ranchers. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Unless Congress acts on legislation to promote fair competition between Main Street retailers and internet-only sellers, states will lose more than $211 billion in tax revenue over the next 5 years, according to a new analysis released by the Marketplace Fairness Coalition. Someone who knows a lot about this subject is Idaho Farm Bureau reporter Jake Putnam.
Well, what happens is that you have the giants like Amazon and others that when they do their internet business, they don't collect sales tax. And unfortunately, that tax has shifted on to landowners. And one of the farmers and ranchers' biggest concerns about the lack of fair competition between these brick and mortar stores like we have here in town and internet only stores is that the local governments and schools often try to make up for all this lost tax revenue by increasing property taxes. And that's a burden that falls heavily onto farmers and all of these land-based owners. It's just not fair.
The businesses that line the streets of our nation's small and rural towns provide essential goods and services to the farmers and ranchers who work the fields that surround them. And consumers pay sales taxes that go into the tax coffers that help to fund rural schools, amongst other things. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.